Welcome to the Expect Success Podcast, a presentation of georgebollock.com with your host, George Bollock. This podcast is for all things personal development. Don't expect success, prepare for it. Please welcome your host, George Bollock.
Welcome to Expect Success at georgebollock.com. Now, in addition to listening to this podcast, you can also view the video format on YouTube at georgetube.com. Robin Sharma is considered to be one of the top five leadership experts in the world. His work is embraced by rock stars, royalty, billionaires, and many celebrity CEOs. Now, today, Robin talks to us about how to stay positive and productive in uncertain times. Listen to Robin.
Fill your mind with brave dreams so there is no room for petty worries. An idle mind, it's not my idea, it's a very old proverb, but the idle mind is the devil's workshop. You see, if you don't know your mighty mission, if you don't have these brave ideals that you're waking up in the morning, yes, at 5 a.m. while the world is asleep, and living your days for, if you have not found a crusade that is larger than your life, then what tends to happen is you fill the space and hours of your days with trivial and superficial pursuits. You worry about what the neighbor thinks. You misunderstand the way someone looks at you. You make everything some kind of a... You become an injustice collector when most people aren't even saying anything or doing anything against you. But that's what happens when you have a mind, a heart, a spirit that doesn't know a cause that's larger than yourself. And that's why a sense of meaning, whether you are a lawn cutter, a pizza maker, a coder, a manager, a leader of a nation, you've got to fill your mind and your heart with noble pursuits that speak to the angels of your higher powers. And once you start doing that, and that doesn't just mean knowing your mighty mission, it also means, you know, the people you follow on social media, the magazines, whether they're digital or terrestrial, that you read, the books you read, the people you associate with, if those people are full of inspiration and artistry and they want to release their magic to the world and they want to do good things and their talk is robust and thoughtful, then that's going to lift you up. It's going to fill your whole internal ecosystem with positivity. But if you're around energy stealers and thought bandits and people who are playing victim and giving away their power to the economy or through all the disruption in the world or to their past, well, then you're going to be surrounded by powerless people who will then demean your primal glory so you too become powerless. And the key to productivity is simplicity. Don't try to do even five main projects, Taj Mahal worthy projects, or Sistine Chapel ceiling masterworks. Focus on one. Don't try to have 50 friends. Focus on a few good friends. Don't fill your days with so many activities. Fill them with one key work activity when you're working. It's so easy to give away your genius digital distractions, to be checking your messages. You know, you could be in flow state. That's a term coined by Mihai Csikszentmihalyi when he was at the University of Chicago to speak to that state of transient hypofrontality. We go very, very deep into the neuroscience of mastery and how the superstars achieve exponential productivity and how you dominate your domain in a world of turbulence and uncertainty in my mentoring in the Circle of Legends monthly digital coaching program. And if you're interested, all the information is below. But for now, I just want to remind you, you are at war, a war against distraction, interruption, and digital diversion. A lot of people are losing the best days of their finest hours, or I should say the best days of their lives, just being busy but not being productive. And that's a key point I want you to really contemplate and meditate on, which is please don't confuse busyness with productivity. Please don't confuse movement with mastery.
That's awesome. Now, for more about Robin Sharma, simply search YouTube. Tons of great content there. And be sure to visit his website also, robinsharma.com. His latest book, The 5 a.m. Club, is available at his website and or amazon.com. And remember, as the late, great Jim Rohn used to say, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Today, you've been hanging out with Robin Sharma. Keep up the momentum. Subscribe to our newsletter so you never miss another episode. We'll catch you on the next show. And thanks a million for listening. See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Expect Success Podcast with your host, George Bolling. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please rate, subscribe, and review. Find more great content online at georgebolick.com and on Facebook and Twitter at George Bolick. We'll catch you next time. And remember, don't just expect success, prepare for it.